I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And a very warm welcome to one of our special preview episodes for the Motor Mouth podcast. My name is Harry Benjamin, Tim Sylvie alongside me as ever. And we've just finished a mammoth season 7, which has seen, again, some of our biggest guests today. It's really been incredible to look back at the last 10 weeks. And in this sort of week off that we've had, we've been busying ourselves away preparing for the next season, season 8, which we're about to go into with some more amazing guests lined up. I'm always surprised that people say yes to us. So it's always a privilege. We've got some more sponsors on board as well for this year, so we can bring you even more racing drivers and racing action as well. Tim, it's all going pretty well, but what a season 7 we've had, right? It's been intense.
It's been really intense. It's been fantastic. We've had stuck to our run of 10, and had some brilliant names. I was actually just pulling up the names on my my telephone here before we started chatting, and we kicked off obviously with Paul de Resta, which is, you know, your fanboy status there with PDR, who was a good crack. And then we followed it straight up with a former F1 world champion in the form of Nico Rosberg, which was a weird one because I enjoyed that conversation, I think, but it wasn't the easiest, was it? I mean, it was a challenging interview in some respects.
For sure. And I think he's, you know, even the way he acts on when he presents coverage as well, you know, he's got this personality which he's trying, you know, to push across sometimes, I think.
But what is that personality? Is he trying to appear funny? Yeah, because I didn't get that. I didn't pick that up.
No, I mean, it might be an international thing. I don't know, obviously. But, you know, I can imagine it's very difficult, I suppose, when you're someone like Nico Rosberg, who for so long, you know, was a bit under the radar as an F1 driver, apart from having the Rosberg name. And then suddenly you're fighting for the championship alongside Lewis Hamilton in you know, some of the most tightly fought battles we've seen since Senna and Prost, you know. And he came out on top and then immediately dropped the mic and left. And that's a big thing. And suddenly, I suppose, lose that limelight in a way. And then now he's coming back a little bit more, doing some more punditry. I suppose he's trying to find that balance between, you know, professional athlete, that's his past, but also carving this new way forward for him, which is sort of his new brand, isn't it? This entrepreneur and green energy, mobility and sustainable guy. So I think he's just trying to find his way through that while also being the Nico Rosberg, you know, not an F1 world champion anymore, but, you know, this guy who is a pundit and has sustainable views.
I mean, obviously, we wanted to talk about him and Lewis. because that's what you want to chat about with someone like that. But he was very clear that he really wanted to talk about, as you say, his business exploits and Extreme E, which he, at the time he was just about to enter. And, you know, the whole F1 thing he was sort of trying to push us away from or steer us away from. But yeah, all the same, amazing honour obviously, to interview a Formula One world champion, and great content for us. We followed it up with our most successful episode of that season, which was Alex Brundle, a man that you know very well, who you've got to know better from your commentary exploits, which we'll come on to later. But that did by far and away the most downloads, that episode. Why do you think that is?
I've not a clue. I think sometimes, you know, it's the people who are very engaged on, you know, with the fans, and who have, you know, great, good opinions and current and modern views on most sport, which we all, you know, love to hear and interact with. And Alex Brundle, you know, he's really carving out a name for himself as Alex, you know, as a racing driver, but also as a commentator and a pundit. And, you know, it was great to sort of get an insight into his racing career and balancing that, you know, coming up with the Brundle name, but also, you know, doing a spectacular job on commentary. Which I think, you know, for all the likenings to Martin, he's very much, you know, doing a stellar job.
Yeah. I think I really enjoyed our chat with him. It was quite a long one, but I think he's doing a great job. And I think it's definitely, I think people now know him more for his commentary than his racing almost. You know, it sort of feels like a bit of a side project almost. He's doing so well with the commentary stuff. And then we moved on to Rima Jafali, Saudi Arabian racing driver who's treading the boards in Breshef 3, I believe, and doing pretty well. So really good to chat to her. And then we pushed on through Mo Ritson and a revisit to Strictly Come Dancing 2019 winner Kelvin Fletcher, Rick Parfitt Jr., son of the legendary Rick Parfitt from Status Quo, and then Lee McKenzie, who I had no idea was so experienced. And we've seen her just doing the courtside interviews at Wimbledon this week. I mean, she's done everything. She's a machine, isn't she?
Did you not know she had all that experience?
No, or maybe, I don't know. I just see her on, you know, Formula One and think, well, that's what she does. I may have seen her in a bit of rugby here or there, but I didn't realise the breadth of her experience until we really started digging into her past.
I think it's probably, it's perhaps different when, you know, sort of I'm growing up and being in a sort of broadcasting world, you tend to sort of find out who these people are, what they do, how they got to where they did. And Lee McKenzie, certainly one of them. So to me, she's not just someone who pops up every now and then doing F1, you know, and then that's how I initially found her. But obviously, huge wealth of experience coming from her sport background as well. And growing up in the paddock, she had some amazing stories to tell. So it was no wonder she ended up doing what she did.
Yeah, absolutely. And then we had Ian James, the boss of the Mercedes EQ Formula E team. I think we're getting quite well versed with our Formula E characters now. We seem to have had half the paddock and a few team principals.
I know.
So he was fascinating. And then obviously topping it off with Harry Tinknell, Le Mans winner very recently. So I think a very solid season. And talking of sponsors, which you rightly mentioned earlier on, we had two sponsors for season 7. The fantastic folks at F1 Experiences with Keith and Dara and the rest of the gang there, Rob Watts, who's a friend of the show. Really lovely to have them on board for the first 5 shows of the season, yes. And then Devante Tyres joined us for the second half of the season, which was equally brilliant. And we had Sir Chris Hoy chirping into every single one of those 5 shows. He is an ambassador for Devante Tyres and did a lovely little advertising reading that they wanted in, which is absolutely fine, talking about the tyres. One day, we'd quite like to have him as a guest, wouldn't we?
Yes, I'd like him to say a little bit more than the 30-second script he read for us, but ever appreciative to have him on every single show of the last season. But we would like him for an hour or so, if that could be made possible by someone who may stumble upon this, who knows.
Yes, please, make it happen for us. But huge thanks, in all seriousness, to F1 Experiences and Devante Tyres. In actual fact, F1 Experiences are joining us again. Fortunately, the way it works with them, part of the deal is that they give us a discount code so that listeners of the show can use the code Motormouth on checkout on f1experiences.com. And when they put that code in, they type in Motormouth on checkout and you get a 5% discount, which is actually quite a good chunk when you consider that their offering is quite premium. So you get a good discount on any of your F1 experiences at races anywhere on the F1 calendar. So they'll be joining us again for a full season in season 8. So massive thanks to Dara, Keith, everybody else for having faith in us. It worked well last time. We're going to do it again. So expect more from them. And we've got some exciting plans with them moving forward as well. We're talking about various live experiences and live podcasts with them. So stay tuned for that. Now, one element I want to touch on, which is a difficult one to talk about, is also related to sponsors. Well, our season 5 sponsors, our very first sponsors, was a company called Motus One. They're an event, mass event transportation company with headquarters in the Middle East, but they operate all over the world. And the CEO and founder is a very, very good friend of mine, a guy called Dana. And very, very sadly, Dana passed away on Saturday. It's a tricky one to talk about. It's hugely emotional. Today is Tuesday. It's still very fresh and raw. I've known Dana for nearing 12 years now, and we speak nearly daily about business, life, Motormouth, Motus One, kids. He's got two boys, same age as mine, who he leaves behind, and his brilliant wife, Claudia. So a special thanks to Motus, to Dana. And I think really we've got to dedicate the whole of next season in his memory. And it's tremendously sad. He touched the lives of so many people. I won't dwell on it because it's tricky to talk about, but I just wanted to express my thanks to him and all he's done for me over the years, and obviously sponsoring the podcast, which, as I've said in a post I did on LinkedIn yesterday, he didn't do that because he needed the exposure. He did it purely to help us out as a new business trying to make headway, a new podcast. And that was the kind of guy he was. He would just help his friends out wherever he could. So he'll be hugely missed. And my thoughts are with his friends and family at this really, really difficult time. But we look ahead to season 8. And Harry, we've already recorded some interviews. We've already had some big names. Take us through who we can expect to see in season 8.
Well, we're kicking off with a big one. Nelson Piquet Jr. Joined us after we spent quite a few months trying to pin him down for a chat. And it was well worth the wait. I'm actually in the middle of editing that one now, and it is an absolute cracker. He goes into some amazing detail on his Formula E exploits, not to mention, obviously, his F1 career as well, and all the ins and outs of it. It is quite spectacular, the amount of juicy detail he goes into. I'm really excited for people to hear it.
It is. It's a good one. And he doesn't hold back. I mean, he doesn't care, in a good way, who he's talking about and what he's saying about them. Mm. And actually, we were not going to touch on the Singapore Crashgate experience. And we didn't, to be fair. It's been well documented. But he kind of felt like he wanted to go there a little bit.
Yeah, he led us there, to be honest. Yeah. And we weren't going to go there because, you know, why dredge up all that stuff again just for the sake of it when he's done so much more around that as well. But, you know, I think he's obviously clearly well-versed in what he says around that. But, you know, it sounds like he... Motorsport, Formula One is a political game, and he admits he wasn't prepared for that, and he didn't want any part of it. And I respect that. And and he's still been able to carve out a very successful career for himself, nevertheless. But, you know, and he actually said he think he'd make a very good manager these days because, you know, he's been there, done that, and got the raw end of it as well.
Totally. No, really interesting. And actually, I know that you've emailed, without success so far, Flavio Briatore. So maybe we'll get the other side.
Yeah, I did email. Email Flavio, but the email bounced back.
Oh, did it?
So, I've sent him a DM on Instagram, but he hasn't read it yet. So
I don't think he'll know how to access DMs on Instagram.
No, so it would be good to hear from him. I imagine that would be quite a spicy chat.
We also had someone that several people have said is the best driver they've ever raced against, Adam Carroll, who is could quite possibly be the world's most, not necessarily underrated, but under the radar talent that there's ever been. He's an incredible driver, isn't he? And he's it's sort of sad in a way that he isn't more recognized.
Yeah, but you know, I think every racing driver one thing I've certainly learned by doing, you know, these podcasts is that just to have a career as a motorsport racing driver is difficult enough. Yes, Formula One is the cream of the crop, but there is a whole world outside of that. And yeah, Adam Carroll is one of the most respected racing drivers throughout the paddocks of this world. So yeah, I think he can be very satisfied with his career. But we do go into it and chat about what, you know, what happened and why he missed out on that shot. Shock horror, money's to do with it. So
yeah. And he's never had, by his own admission, deep pockets or deep enough pockets to pursue that Formula One dream in its entirety. But he had some cracking stories as well. And a very, like you say, very well respected driver in motorsport circles. Hopefully all being well, and we're going to say it, even though it may not happen, but it looks like we are going to get Daniel Kvyat.
Yeah, I'll be speaking to the Alpine guys. So hopefully, and girls, hopefully Danny Kvyat is up for it, along with Guanyu Zhou as well. Just made his free practice one debut in place of Alonso. Did a very respectable job in Austria. Yeah. We've got him. Vernon Kay's in the pipeline as well. And a few other TBCs. But it's going to be a very strong season yet again. We never disappoint, ever.
I love that you it's a marker of the quality of guests that we've had, that we brush over someone like Vernon Kay. Ah, yeah.
Yeah, Vernon Kay.
Yeah, we have a bit of Vernon Kay. You know,
the king of Saturday night telly, and also motorsport now.
Yeah, and probably not that many people who don't watch Formula E realize that he's treading the paddock in Formula E and doing a fantastic job. So, really excited to get him on, and loads more to look forward to in the upcoming season. But I do want to blow some smoke up my co-host's backside, because you tell the people, Harry, Formula 3 commentary in replacing, for one night only so far, Alex Jax. Tell us all about it.
Well, for three nights only, for being technical.
True.
But so I got the call up to cover for Alex Jakes, doing the FIA Formula 3 commentary.
Is it Jax or Jakes? I always say Jax.
Jakes, mate.
Alex Jakes. Okay, I need
it's
to get
Alex
that through
Jakes,
my head.
An absolute legend of the commentary box, of course, now doing Channel 4 Formula 1 and also W Series and F3 and F2. Yeah. Unfortunately, he had to self-isolate for the last week because of coming into contact with, I think, Billy Munger actually did test positive, but that ruled him out of not just F3, but W Series and F1. So I was very graciously given the call up to have a go at F3 alongside Jordan King, the former F2, F3 racer as well, himself, done a bit of Le Mans too. And we were treated to three ridiculous races as well, where there was no time to breathe, in fact. So I loved every minute of it. Lots to learn on and improve. But hopefully I didn't do it too much of a disservice. And I think people hopefully still enjoyed it and got some good entertainment out of it. So I don't know if I'll be back anytime soon or not, but hopefully we shall see. But in the meantime, I'll hand it back over to Jakesy, who does, of course, an absolutely brilliant job and has done for the last however many years he's been doing it.
Yeah, absolutely. He did he is and continues to do a fantastic job. I mean, I think some of the highest compliments that I saw on Twitter when you were doing the commentary over the weekend was that some people were like, well, I can't tell that it's not Alex Jakes doing the commentary. So high praise indeed, considering your early years of doing the commentary, but you're still going to do the Porsche Super Cup, correct?
Yes, that race is still going on. Unfortunately, the British man has been cancelled, but we've added another race in Monza for later on in the year. So that Super Cup is on Sky Sports and across the world as well on various F1 channels and F1 TV. And that season is actually hotting up nicely now after three races. So if you're not a Porsche Super Cup fan, I would suggest you get into it, because the races aren't that long and it's quite cool seeing these 911 cars going around. Michael Fassbender was in the latest race, so yes, you know, the Hollywood legend. So it's pretty entertaining stuff, if I do say so myself.
Can you name three characters that Fassbender has played?
Magneto,
correct,
in X-Men, and he played something in 300, the
Did
film
he?
There. That's what I said on commentary anyway. That's from his Wikipedia. And I think he also maybe... I have no idea.
No, I don't either. I knew it was Magneto, but that's where my knowledge...
Magneto is all I kept saying Magneto. That's all I had.
Yeah, that's all I would have as well. Now, we must talk briefly about a couple of other things. Karting. Let's talk karting. So the Brain Tumor Charity, who we partnered with earlier this year, we've done some special podcasts with them, which you can go back through the archives and have a listen to. One being Harry's very personal personal story related to the Brain Tumor Charity, and also a chap called Richard Jones, who works for the Williams F1 team, who has his story. He lost his sister to a brain tumor a couple of years ago. So we had two very emotional conversations there. But we have partnered with them again for our celebrity charity karting cup, which is taking place at Wilton Mill Kart Track in the UK near Daventry on the 10th of August. We've sold, I think, about 50% of the teams so far. So there's still some space. It's a team of four that you enter. It works out £160 basically per person. So your whole team of four is £650 between you and your four mates, inclusive of you. And there's barbecues, show cars, we've got all sorts going on, 2.5 hour endurance race. And of course, a bunch of celebrities and pro drivers. And you each team gets given a pro or celebrity driver on the day. I've got people like Esteban Gutierrez, Kelvin Fletcher, loads of others. You could get lucky and get an Esteban Gutierrez. You could get not quite so lucky and maybe get, I don't know, I don't want to do anyone a disservice here. Who do I say? Maybe a Jenny Gow, you know? Okay, she's a quick driver, don't get me wrong. I know she's a quick driver because we talked about it.
She'll have your ear off for that.
I know, but she's not a racing driver. So, you know.
I'm going to let you dig yourself out of this hole.
Right, carry on. So anyway, 10th of August, come along. Gates will open at 1 o'clock. If you have friends that are participating, you're more than welcome to come and join us. It's going to be loads of food and entertainment. It's going to be a great, fun afternoon out, and all for a good cause. We've got a charity auction opening up 2 weeks, I think it is, before the event. So keep an eye out for that late July. We'll be auctioning off a ton of stuff, motorsport-related bits and pieces, which you can bid for, and all the proceeds go straight to the charity. What next? Emma Kimmelainen, should we go there? You want to bring us up to speed on Emma?
Well, Emma Kimmelainen, we had her on the show as well a few months ago now, I think, and we loved her. The Finnish racing driver in the W Series, racing out once again, very, very competitive, very fast, and we're very pleased to say that she's become an official Motormouth athlete.
That's right.
Keeping us up to date on all the behind the scenes and what she gets up to during this season, the W Series, which of course kicked off in Austria. And I think she had a bit of poor luck on her side, unfortunately, caught up in a few collisions, but still stood on the podium once. So that was a pretty decent start for Emma Kimmelainen. We're very pleased to have on board for this year.
Yeah, no, for sure. She doesn't hold her punches. Great fun, great talker. We've already released two little behind the scenes clips of her from the races so far this season. So hugely excited to have Emma on board. Being the small, agile outfit that we are, we have let ourselves down and not actually released a press release about it yet. I've not even done a proper post really about it, so apologies for that, but it is coming. But the content's coming anyway. The press release will come at some point. If you subscribe to our newsletter that goes out monthly, you'll have already been told about it, but it's coming. But anyway, it's cool that we've got our first official athlete, and we're very grateful to Emma for joining us. The final thing to talk about, I suppose, is that don't forget, we don't just have a podcast. We have an app. We have a website, www.motormouth.club. If you'd like to check it out from there, you can go off and find our app as well. But you just search Motormouth on the App Store. You'll find us, download us, stick us on your homepage, on your phone. All sorts of stuff on there, live timings, news, you can chat, you can leave comments, you can debate, you can share things out to various other platforms, loads of exciting things coming with that as well. So make sure to go and check it out. And really the last, very last thing is just to say a huge thank you, I suppose, to everyone that downloads and listens. There's tens and thousands of you out there now, which is unbelievable. You know, that we've reached this, I think the last milestone was 70,000 listeners, I want to say, maybe 75, I can't remember.
100, 300 million, something like that, I think it was.
We're not quite the high performance podcast yet, let's not get carried away. But we're heading towards 100,000 listeners, which is amazing. I think, you know, for two blokes who don't have the profile of other podcast hosts in the sense of, you know, we don't have a million social followers between us, I think we're doing all right, and we've built up a really lovely audience, and we hear from a lot of you. I must mention Michael and Catherine are two of our highest level Patreon members. Thank you to you both. If you want to join our Patreon program, head over to Patreon, search for Motormouth, join up, get the benefits. But yeah, it's a great thing. So we're very, very grateful. I guess that's it from me. Anything you want to add?
No, I just can't wait to get going with season 8.
Awesome. Well, we'll leave it there. We'll sign off. Thank you to everyone for listening. Season 8 is coming, dependent on when Harry edits this and when I get around to releasing it. Season 8 starts either this afternoon or tomorrow. I think I'm right in saying that.
I think we'll just say it starts on Wednesday.
Let's go with that. Wednesday, yeah. The whatever of July it is tomorrow. So stay tuned for the first episode, which will be Harry Benjamin.
Nelson Piquet Jr.
We'll see you soon.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.